Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. I'm Richard Taylor, your host, and I would like to personally thank you for listening to our podcast today. Today we have a great discussion, and I'm happy to say that my co-host and partner Charles is back in the co-host seat. Charles, how's it going today?
It is going well, I must say. I really do thank you for holding it down for the last couple weeks. Had some business to attend to, and also too, Dennis and DeAndre Marie did a great job with holding it down. So thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, that was great. And it just shows, you know, the camaraderie that we have on this show and the support that we give one another. So we truly appreciate everyone's input over the past few weeks, and we'll continue to have their voices heard on the Life of a Gentleman as well. So, hey, Charles, let me ask you, everything go good with the situation you had to handle?
Yes, everything went well. The business went well. Let me tell you, we have some exciting things for the Life of the Gentleman coming up. We can't explain too much for it, but best believe that we was handling business from upcoming events and personal things. So pretty exciting things that's happening in the future. So everything is okay.
All right, great. Like we said, we're happy to have you back. And today, I think you had the subject picked out, and I think it's a good one for everybody.
Yeah, it's a great one. Today we want to talk about time, how much time we waste, also too, how much time we actually have to get things done and how to manage our time better.
Oh, that's a good one, because a lot of times you hear people say there's not enough time in the day. You know, you need more than 24 hours, things like that. And so let's hopefully give some tips that's going to help people maximize their time and be more productive.
Yes. And one of the first things that I want to bring out is the one thing that creates all of us, that makes us all equal, no matter where you're at across the globe, is the amount of time we have. Now, when I say that we all have 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week. And when we multiply that, we see that we have 168 hours that we all have the same.
Yeah, nobody has any unfair advantage over anyone else when it comes to time. I like that point. It puts things in perspective. No excuses, right?
Yeah, no excuses. The only difference that separates everybody is how we use our time. Now, I found this, and I thought it was very useful. It showed a breakdown of just how our weeks can go. Now, just say we spend 40 hours a week. Everybody knows that we work. So if we take 40 hours a week out of that 168 hours, that goes to work. You say, okay, that's gone. And they say, okay, well, I got to eat, I got to shower, I got to travel. Okay, I want to give you 35 hours for that. I give you 35 hours for showering, for eating, for traveling, and then I'm giving you 40 hours for working. We say, well, what about sleeping? You know I got to have my beauty sleep. So we give you at least 7 hours, because the average person don't sleep 8 hours. Some people sleep from 5 to 7 hours. We give you 7 hours of sleep in a week. That's 56 hours. Do you know how many hours this total up?
No, I lost track, but fill me in here.
Okay. We're not going to have you do math, but right. It totals up to 131 hours. Now, remember, we said that we all have 168 hours that we're all equal. You know how many hours this leaves us? This leaves us with 37 hours left to do things that are essential, or not even essential, but things that we can do, like exercising, like taking care of projects, and doing anything else. So when we say that we don't have enough time, we got to see where our time is wasted.
Wow, 37 hours, that's a lot of time. I'm thinking about that's almost another full-time job that you could squeeze in there. Now, the only thing I'm thinking about is what if you have a family and you have kids? That might put you at a little disadvantage compared to somebody that's on their own and single. A little more time on their hands. Is that true?
Yep. Well, that can be true, but some of that time there, now remember, we said we have time when we're eating, we have time that we're showering, we have time that we're doing this. These are some of the times that we're still with our kids. So with a single parent or with you have kids, you may take a little bit of that time out, but you still have enough time to get a lot of things done, like exercising and doing some other good things.
Yeah, that's so true. I know I'm in a lot of different business circles, a couple little mastermind groups, and I talk to other business owners. And one thing that people struggle with is time. They feel like, you know, they don't have enough time to devote to their side hustle, if you will, or their side business that they're working on. And when you look at it the way you broke it down, it shows that there really is time. But maybe for me, the biggest thing I can think of is prioritizing your time, because I think there's a lot of idle time, isn't there?
Yes, it's a lot of idle time. So that's what we just want to talk about today, to see how we can manage this time, those extra 37 hours, or even some of the other things that we can do to manage our time to be more productive. And one of the first tips that I have that we can do that is that we can actually complete the most important task. Now, sometimes the reason why we seem like that we don't have enough time because we're trying to do this, we try to do that, and everything just goes awry. But if we count on that first task that we need to complete, just complete it all. And then you can devote the time you need on the rest of your project.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I like that tip. I think mine is real similar. It's probably just about the same thing, really. That is to make a list or set priorities. I work off a checklist, personally,
yes.
And that seems to work well. You prioritize everything that you need to get done, and as you get one of those tasks done, just cross it off the list. It's going to motivate you to keep moving down the list and knocking more and more of those tasks off your list. So that's a great tip. I use that myself, so thanks for that.
Yeah, and to take you back on your tip list there, remember every week we still start off with 168 hours. So every week if we make a new list and prioritize, we may see that that list starts to dwindle and it will not become so overwhelming. And we actually may be able to complete more tasks throughout that week.
Yeah, you know? That's true. Yeah, it's right what you're saying, because you know, as you knock tasks off, other things come up, you just add those on and move things around, but you're always productive, you're always moving forward, so I like that.
Yes. Another thing that I have is we have to learn to say no. Now, this is one of the hardest things to do. A friend asks us, can you do this? And we know we don't have the time, but we don't want to put that friend down, or we don't want to seem like that we're so busy, so we say, yes, I can do this, yes, I can do that. Your wife asks you, go do this, yes, I can do that, yes, I can do that. Now, we're not saying no to your wife, but we're saying, say no to the mundane things that you know that you can't do that's going to take time away from important events.
Yeah, that's a good one as well, and it's a nice reminder, because sometimes we have to find the balance, because I know for myself personally, a lot of times I'll put off recreation and friends will call me and ask me to do things, and I don't have a problem saying no. But the thing is, sometimes I have to check myself and sometimes I have to actually say yes. But you're right. Sometimes we just commit to too many things. But like you said, too, try to find that balance right in the middle. It doesn't mean we can't have any fun, right?
No, it does not. And if we say yes to everything and we can't fulfill that obligation, it's even worse, because then our friends are looking at us like, oh, okay, now you're being flaky, now you're not even completing that. So finding that balance is very important. And another thing is, it's about two or three together, but it's getting enough sleep, as we said. Getting enough sleep is good for your mind and your body to function optimally. And with that there, we have to make sure that we get an early start also too, and plan the night before If we're a late person, plan the night before for the day ahead so that we can not be late and get off to a good start.
Yeah, that's a good one. And my next tip kind of goes hand in hand with yours. And that's, you know, you get the sleep, but also find a little bit of time, like you said at the outset, for exercise. Because what studies show is that exercise translates into energy. So if you exercise a little bit, you're going to have more energy and be able to get more of your tasks done each day. So it's great. People say, I don't have time to exercise. But really, we don't have time not to exercise because it's only going to benefit us.
Yes, that's the key. We don't have time not to. Now, some people say, okay, well, Charles and Richard, now, we haven't talked about TV or watching anything, and like, am I just supposed to be a hermit and just do this? No, actually, here's a good tip when we're watching TV. Now, a lot of things and devices and cable companies, they actually have a thing where you can take your favorite program, you can DVR them, or you can take your favorite programs on the go. So you don't always have to be sitting there watching them. And here's a good tip that I do. Like, I DVR a lot of my shows because I can just fast forward through the commercials. It seems like commercials are more than the shows now. So those little extra times, the few shows that I do like, I just fast forward them, and I'm not wasting time just sitting there watching TV.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's not like the old days where 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock rolls around and you've got to plant yourself in front of the TV. Now you DVR everything. I do the same thing. There's a few shows that I really enjoy. I DVR them. Sometimes I get a week or two, sometimes even 3 weeks behind, but when I do have a little downtime, I can catch up. And also, like you said, fast-forwarding through the commercials, I'm saving a lot of time. And really what you got to do with TV is make a strategy. If you're really into TV or you're a movie person, you've got to really eliminate some of that TV time, because before you know it, you plop down and you spent 3 hours in front of the TV. Make a goal to say you're only going to watch maybe an hour a day and maybe a little bit of the news. You can get a lot of that on your mobile devices, like you said, too. So too much TV is going to dumb you down anyway. So just, you know, in increments, just a little bit. But if you want to be productive, you're going to have to stop some of the TV watching. It's just, just the way it is.
Yes, that's the biggest time waster and the downtime. That will eat up into that 37 hours that we have left over just like that. And that's the biggest waster. So just select the one or two shows that you like, DVR them, or just watch them on your leisure. Sometimes we're traveling, you can watch them while you're traveling. But when you have downtime, and this can eliminate a lot of that unwanted or unused time.
Hey, Charles, this was a great discussion. I think that we gave a lot of tips. A lot of people have some things to think about. And really, we eliminated some excuses why people can't achieve the goals that they want to achieve. I know a lot of times people say that they don't have time, but I think we just proved that myth wrong.
Yes. Now, remember, we're all created equal in the sense that we have 168 hours, but how we use them separates us.
Yeah, great reminders for us all. And for those of you that would like more information on this or have any other questions about anything on the podcast, please remember to email us podcast@harrisonblakeapparel.com. And also, too, if you enjoyed this episode and the other episodes, please, would you do us a favor and rate, review, and subscribe to The Life of a Gentleman? It really would help us. And also, we think you'd enjoy the upcoming episodes that would be coming down the pipe in the future. Hey, Charles, let me ask you one last question before we go. What's the biggest time waster for you?
The biggest time waster for me, I must say, is the TV. And that's why I have to cut that off and do follow my tips.
Yeah, and mine is probably going to be the same thing. I'm a big sports fan, and NBA in particular, and man, this NBA season's off to a great start, and I am totally hooked on watching all these games. So what I've been finding is I've had them on in the background, and so I'm multitasking. I'm working while I'm listening, and if the game gets tight down the stretch, then I can stop for a minute and check out the good parts. But you're right, the TV, that's a tough one for all of us.
Yep, but we all have the same amount of time. We just have to use it wisely.
Yeah, great tips again, and Welcome back. We appreciate it. And at this time, we're ready for the interview. How's that sound?
Let's go.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. This week on the segment we call The Gentleman's News, we are joined by a very special guest. I have the pleasure of introducing Mr. Frank Flood from Collinsville Watch Company. And before I introduce him and bring him on, I have to say we have to tip our hats to Deandra, our producer, who made this introduction for us. And so we appreciate that as well. Frank, we're excited to learn all about your company. How's it going?
Oh, good. Thank you.
Good. Well, I am so glad that we had the chance to get on the line and connect, because I took a look at your website, and everyone, the Collinsville Watch Company is a website you need to get on right now and check out these amazing products. When was this company started, Frank?
Our first launch date was May 19th this year.
Oh, okay. Great. So this is a new brand, a new endeavor. And I must say, everything looks really, really great. So hats off to you. Now, if you don't mind me asking, where are you based out of?
We are based out of Collinsville, Connecticut.
Did you just say Connecticut?
Yes, Collinsville, Connecticut.
Okay, great. The reason why I ask is I was born and raised in Connecticut myself, believe it or not, right in Hartford, Connecticut, and a little bit of time in Bloomfield, Connecticut. So it is nice to be talking to a fellow person from Connecticut. It's a small state, so we don't run into each other too many times.
No, we don't.
Well, now that I know you're from Connecticut, I'm going to have to even promote this even more. So I really appreciate the opportunity of having you come on the show. But let's dive into how you got this started, because it seems like it would be difficult to get a watch company really off the ground.
Yes, it's a lot of work.
Now, was this something that you were just passionate about in the past, watches in general, and then decided to start your own brand?
Yeah, well, how we got started was I've been a collector since my teens, and 25 years later, I decided that after collecting hundreds of watches and different brands, styles, makes, you know, from different countries, that I wanted to put together my own collection.
Yeah, and I noticed on your website there's a lot of different type of bands that you offer. So it's not like you just have one choice. Could you kind of describe to us the different options that we have with the Collinsville Watch Company and your different bands and different style watches?
We pretty much focus on fashion watches, and it's more towards matching outfits and things of that such. We have everything from link stainless steel, mesh stainless steel that is actually just coming out 2 days ago. And then we go right into the nylons, and they're all interchangeable. We do some specialty stuff. We did a breast cancer band with a portion of the proceeds going right back to Breast Cancer Research Foundation and you know, things like that. We have some, you know, different colors so that everybody has something. You know, we have leathers, black and brown, things like that.
Okay, yeah, they look very nice, I must say. And do you have anything exciting coming up in the future? Because you have a lot of styles now, as we just discussed, but is there something coming up maybe before the end of the year that you'll be rolling out?
Actually, yes, we've got a new piece. We're calling it the Simply Swiss. It is a timepiece that is very minimal. It's got a very minimalist feel to it, but we're actually using Swiss quartz movement. We're trying to keep everybody happy. It's got two different dial colors. It's a 40-millimeter watch, ultra thin, and I think it's the most elegant watch we've done to date.
That sounds really nice. I like that minimalist look and feel. Now, could you explain for our listeners, just you don't have to get super technical for us, but what is the Swiss quartz movement? What is that exactly?
Most of the parts and stuff that we have right now, we're using Citizen Miyota movements, which is a Japanese quartz. These are actually produced parts from Switzerland that are getting put into our watches, which I've been told is more accurate. I believe them to be a little more accurate, and they're very, very clean.
Nice. That sounds great. So is that something that we'd be able to fund? I know a lot of people have different funds, like Kickstarter, per se. Would that be something like that?
Actually, yes, Richard, that's going to be on Kickstarter. Hopefully, we'll be kicking it off mid-November-ish, and we're going to be guaranteeing that anybody with a U.S. purchase receives before Christmas.
Oh, wow. So that's an added bonus to helping out with the Kickstarter campaign. And when did you say that Kickstarter would be starting up?
I'm hoping November 15th-ish. It's somewhere between the 10th and the 15th. We should be kicking that off.
Okay, so we can look for that. You probably would be announcing that on your social media. Wouldn't that be correct?
Oh, of course. We've already leaked a picture onto Facebook and Instagram showing people a sneak peek of the watch with the blue dial. And we'll give a heads up probably a couple days in advance. And then the day before, we'll do one more on Instagram and we'll post it on there.
Okay, can you let everyone know your Instagram so they can jump on there and check it out?
Our Instagram is very easy, Collinsville Watch. Simple, straightforward, and you'll see us on there.
Okay, very nice. So everybody, definitely check out their Instagram and give them a follow so we can keep up with the new watches and also the current ones. Now, let me ask you from a business standpoint, are you all actively pursuing getting these watches in jewelry stores or different retailers, or will this be strictly online?
No, at this point, we were online up until about a week ago only, and then now we've just got our first jewelry store. We're actively seeking other jewelry stores, but the first one we got was Monarch Jewelers right in Farmington, Connecticut.
Oh, nice. Congratulations on that, because that's a real achievement.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, you are definitely welcome. I can certainly understand what you're going through as a new brand, trying to get your name out there and exposure. So getting into a jewelry store is a great, great achievement.
And I've been friends with the jeweler there for a long time, and they really are great people.
Nice.
They take care of their customers very well.
Yeah, and they definitely gave you a vote of confidence by putting it in their store. So that's awesome. Now, let me ask you too, what is your inspiration for, you know, getting into the watch business per se? Because it takes a lot of guts, really, to dive into something like this. So what's your inspiration, Frank?
Like I said, I've been a collector for years, and I focus on quality. That's been a big thing for me. And what finally gave me the last push in the last year and a half to get this finished was a quality product at a fair consumer price. I don't see paying $300-$400 for a regular quartz timepiece. I just think that's crazy. To give you have to give the consumers a good product at a fair price.
Now that's definitely a good business model, because everybody's looking for some value, like you said, and everyone doesn't have $300-$400 to spend on a watch, especially if you're kind of a watch guy per se. You know, there's certain people like yourself that like to collect watches, and if the price point's too high, they might not take a chance on a new brand. So that's a smart move.
Yeah, and the other focus on that was with our interchangeable band system. Right now, for the 40-millimeter size watches, we have 15, 16 different bands that you can choose from. Like I said, from link, stainless, all the way to mesh. And we've got tons of colors in mesh.
Yeah, that's really cool. I didn't notice that. So you can put a lot of personality into these watches by switching up the bands, and there's so many different colors to choose from. You know, I was on the website and I was really blown away, thinking, wow, I can match this up with one outfit and then switch the band out and get a little bit more dressy. So yeah, real cool concept.
It's something that, you know, it's really intrigued me, and that's, you know, I stretch it a little bit when I push towards argyles and different patterns and stuff like that. But people that are, you know, they want to be different, it's a perfect opportunity to still have the same watch every day, but you can switch it to be different.
Yeah, exactly. And I think in today's market, it's good to have a variety and to be different. Now, let's go back in time just for a moment, because I'm sensing a lot of a passion, like you mentioned, for watches. Where did that come from? Were you, as a kid, just into watches, and that just kind of grew? And usually for people, you know, everybody has a little story to tell. So what's your story with the watches?
I got my first real watch. I was still in high school, teenager, and it was a Christmas gift from my parents. It's one of the only watches that I still own today, and I've owned it every single day. It's actually sitting right here on my desk. And over time, you know, I've had different passions in my life, but I always seem to go back to the watches and time, and I like to see how things are, the movements and gears and different things like that. So over time, I've gone with different brands and I've followed different things, but it always seems to come right back to, you know, the same watch type feel. And for years, I've collected and collected, and like I said, now I'm to the point where my collection has stopped, but we've now changed it into a passion, and it's growing into something real.
Yeah, it definitely is. Like I said to the listeners, when you get on the website and you see, you know, the quality of the watch, I think you're really going to be impressed. And another thing I noticed is you stand by your product. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Oh, definitely. We've only had two issues so far with any products. When I say issue, I mean someone had a loose battery. I tell these people, just contact me immediately. Don't mess around, and we will take care of it as soon as possible. We have a 1-year limited warranty. Obviously, there's some things that can't be fixed, but when that happens, we just replace. We don't mess around with things like that. Local guy actually had a problem with his, shot me an email. I actually drove out to him and delivered him a brand new watch.
Wow, now that's called service. And I think that will go a long way in differentiating you from other brands, because I don't know too many brands that have service to that extent. So, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and the gentleman was awesome, and like I said, he's local. He's probably only 20-25 miles away, and he needed his watch. He's a big watch guy, and he said, I really want to wear my watch, and I said, not a problem, I'll come see you. He'll right out. He handed me his watch. I handed him a brand new one, actually, and I handed him an extra strap. I said, here's for the inconvenience. Here's another strap for you.
Oh, wow. That probably blew him away.
It did, and he's been very loyal to the brand since. So.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what you want to do as a young brand. You're building advocates that way, because I'm sure he's telling everybody about that experience. Took something, you know, an experience that he had, and now it's a story that he's telling other people and spreading the word about your brand. So that's nice. Now, one last question before we go, because we have a lot of listeners from different parts of the world. Would people in other countries be able to order Collinsville Watch?
Oh, yeah, we ship everywhere in the world. U.S. shipping is completely free.
Nice.
On all orders, we don't have a limit or a minimum. We do free shipping in the U.S. Outside the U.S., it ranges anywhere $15 to $25 for our shipping. And hopefully in the future, once we grow, we can work with a partner to get free shipping around the world. But at this point, we do have a small charge for shipping around the world.
Okay, great. So there is no limit to people who can order from this website. Again, it is Collinsville Watch Company. This has been an interview with Frank Flood. Frank, thank you for being so generous with your time and letting us know about this wonderful brand. And perhaps in the future, we could have you come back on and give us some updates about how the company's grown and different things you may have in store.
Oh, definitely, Richard. Anytime. If you need something, just give a holler.
Thanks so much, and we look forward to your success and also talking with you again in the future.
Thank you, Richard.
Hey, everybody. It's DeAndre Marie, the producer of The Life of a Gentleman, and I have a great deal to offer you. You can save more than 25% off handmade Italian leather shoes. I'm talking monk straps, brogues, loafers, and more. If you want to learn how you can save more than 25% on these great quality shoes, please go to www.itsdeandremarie.com and click on Bespoken Mogul Shoes in the menu bar. And make sure you stay tuned into The Life of a Gentleman.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman. Today, we are joined once again back on the line, Steve Nunez. You may know him as The Social Cut. Steve, how's it going today?
Hey, Richard, how's it going? I'm doing great, man. Thanks for inviting me back.
Yeah, we always love when you come on because you give us a lot of good tips, especially from the grooming side of things. And you know we want to be well-rounded gentlemen, so we can't just talk about fashion and forget about the grooming.
Yeah, that's right. It's real important, man. It's if people forget about the grooming side of the fashion world.
Yeah, and that's why we're having you on. And today, I think you were going to talk to us about something that can be a little bit tricky, and that is growing out your hair. with the fall season upon us. So you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, sure, Richard. So I just want to share with you 4 tips on growing out your hair, especially because it's the fall season and it's a good time to transition your hair from summer to a warmer hairstyle for fall, especially during the summertime. It's hot, so you have a shorter hairstyle. And now that we're into the colder months, it's a good time to transition and try a different hairstyle. You know, let your hair grow a little bit more, and I'll give you some tips on how we can do that.
That sounds good. I'm sure a lot of guys are going to be interested because, like you said, with it getting a little colder, you might want a little bit more on your head. So,
yeah.
What's the first tip?
All right, Richard. So the first one, it's pretty simple. Just let it grow. You don't know how many times I've decided to grow my hair out, and when I'm like midway through the process of letting my hair grow out, I just can't take it. And I go to my barber and I say, you know what, I can't take it anymore. Just cut it the same way I've always had it. And I think that's you just have to look yourself in the mirror and just commit to growing, letting your hair grow, because you are going to go through some awkward stages. But as long as you commit to it, I think that's the first step to letting your hair grow out.
Oh, that's a good one. It's simple. It's kind of like basically what you're saying is you got to have some self-discipline.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like I said, it's tough, but as long as you commit to it and, you know, you'll be looking good when you have your new hairstyle.
Yeah, that sounds good. And it can be difficult too, because when you're in that in-between stage, it's kind of looks like you don't really know what you're trying to do with the hair. So it might not look the best for a couple weeks there, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And you actually bring up a good point. It doesn't look good for a couple of weeks. And that's my second tip, is continue to visit your barber, because that's the awkward stage when you're letting it grow out. You know, again, people, the first thing they think about when they're letting the hair grow out is just, okay, I'm going to let it grow out. I'm not going to do anything to it. Just let it grow out. But what you really have to do is continue to visit your barber. And obviously, you don't want to cut anything from the top or the sides, but continue to see your barber. That way, they can still clean the back of your neckline, around your ears. So that way, when you're transitioning to your new hairstyle, you still look well-groomed. You know, you don't look like a hairy mess. And that's a good way to help you get through that awkward stage.
Yeah, that's definitely a good tip, one we can all put to use. So let's go ahead and slide into tip number 3.
Yeah, you got it, Richard. So tip number 3 is start using different hair products. So when we have a shorter haircut, we're going to use different type of hair products, which means we're used to using pomades, maybe gels. So when we're switching to a longer hairstyle, we need to start trying different hair products and use something softer. So we need to start using fibers and cream-based products. So that way our hair doesn't look as stiff when we're using pomade. And, you know, it gives you more of a natural look, and it's easier on the hair when it's longer, and it's easier to comb. So yeah, definitely try different products, and we have to start transitioning to something lighter for your hair.
Okay, yeah, I think you talked about that on a previous podcast, the different products, and you want a lighter product, it sounds like, when your hair is a little longer. So I think you get a better look that way.
Yeah, it's easier to manage, because if you use a pomade, it's if you notice, it's a lot stiffer. So once your hair is longer, I mean, it's going to be impossible to get all that pomade through your hair, you know? So
yeah, I'm envisioning that right now. Somebody struggling trying to get all that through there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so definitely try something lighter. You know, fibers and creams, those work best. And once your hair is longer, it's easier to comb. So that's why you don't need something as strong as pomade.
All right, sounds good. Now, these are good, like I said, and we are up to tip number 4 at this point.
Yeah, you got it, Richard. So my last tip for you guys trying to grow out your hair is we have to start using conditioner. This is something I've talked about on the previous podcast, but really important when you're growing your hair out is your hair's getting longer, so we need to build strength. So we need to stop using so much shampoo. And we only need to start using shampoo maybe 2 to 3 times a week, but definitely start using conditioner. And I'm not talking about that, you know, guys are lazy, no 2-in-1 conditioner. Get yourself a real conditioner and start using that regularly. So yeah, definitely use conditioner. It helps your hair with the strength as it grows out.
Yeah, I'm noticing a recurring theme that we can't be lazy when we're trying to do this, right?
Yeah, I know. You know, the modern man is always on the go, and we're always trying to find an easy way to get through things. But definitely, you know, don't cut any no shortcuts when you're letting your hair grow out.
No, that's good. It's good to know. Now, I've got a couple questions before we close out, Steve. What kind of styles do you think would be good when you're growing your hair out for this season?
So a good haircut would be a style, would be a gentleman's cut. So, I mean, there's different ways for you to have a gentleman's cut. Usually it's with a fade on the side. And that was really popular during the summer as well, where it's almost a bald fade on the side or shorter. But you can do a gentleman's cut where it's really long on the top, maybe 3-4 inches long, and still have maybe about 2 inches length on the sides. So that way that gives you that kind of all slick back look. So you can either comb it all slick back or still do the side part. Once you have your hair longer, it gives you more options to style your hair different ways.
Oh, good point. I like that. And my last question would be about facial hair. This time of year, November, December, a lot of guys trying to grow out facial hair. So what do you suggest for that? Is it the same kind of thing? Just be patient?
Yeah, so for facial hair, if you're like me, I'm one of those follically challenged people. So by that, I mean, yeah. I can't really grow too much facial hair. So some people are lucky where they can, you know, grow a full beard in a day. For me, I grew my facial hair, but it took me like almost 4 months to kind of get a decent beard going on. So yeah, definitely, again, it's a quarter time. So yeah, go for it. You know, give it a try. Let your beard grow out. You know, for me, I got a head start during the summer, so I had to bear the heat with some facial hair, but I'm happy I let it grow out. So now it's colder. So, you know, it's a good way to add some extra style to your look. But yeah, definitely, again, just you want to groom it, make sure you visit your barber, or you can do it at home. But always keep it maintained by getting it trimmed and making sure you continue to shave, outline it, and that way, you know, you're always well-groomed.
That sounds good. And I like the key words there. Be well-groomed. Don't be lazy. See your barber or do it at home. You got some options there. We appreciate it, Steve. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, you got it. Thanks a lot. It's always a pleasure, Richard.
Hey, before we go, can you let everybody know your website and social media so they can catch up with you or shoot you any questions if they want some more info?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thanks. Yeah, so you guys, make sure you guys check me out on social media. You guys can find me at The Social Cut. I always have my daily outfit of the day and always giving daily grooming tips. And make sure you guys check out my YouTube channel. I'm putting a weekly video up there, helping you guys out with some grooming tips as well as some fashion and style advice. You guys can check it out at The Social Cut.
Sounds good, Steve. Until next time, we'll talk to you soon.
See you next time, guys.
Well, gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. We are so happy that you've tuned in today. Please, if you would you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast? It really would mean a lot to us. And don't forget about downloading your free copy of the book, The Life of a Gentleman, simply by visiting Harrison Blake Apparel. There you can also use the discount code NEWLOOK, all in caps, for $15 off your first monthly subscription box with us. Before we close out the show, we'd like to send out a special thank you to our guests, Mr. Frank Flood from Collinsville Watch Company, and also Steve Nunez. Both of them came on and gave us a lot of good information that we could use, and we truly appreciate their input. Also, special thanks to Charles, Dennis, and Deandra, the whole entire Life of a Gentleman crew. We appreciate you, and we look forward to talking to you again next week. Until then, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake Monthly Subscription Club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus 4 additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit HarrisonBlakeApparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by Deandra Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandramarie.com.